football on off the ball.
There is no template for success in a big tournament. Some teams start well, finish well. Other teams start dreadfully and finish very, very well. There is no template. In this particular case, though, it couldn't have gone much better than it did last night for England.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
Thanks to Movember Ahead of the Game, building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch.
This is News Talk.
It's all over Clonus in round 3 of the Ireland Football Championship, where Monaghan have defeated Westmeath by 1-28-219. Under glorious sunshine here in Clonus, we have witnessed an absolute thriller. After an end-to-end first half, the sides were level at the interval, Westmeath converting 2 first-half goals from Matthew Whittaker and Brandon Kelly. Monaghan's big name stood up tall in the second half, however, as they took a grip of the game to ensure a place in next week's quarter-finals. Dizzy Ward added 2 after the restart, with Stephen O'Hanlon outstanding. His piercing run set up Jack McCarron for a Monaghan green flag in the 53rd minute after a delicious finish. One moment of concern was the late withdrawal of Roy Began, who kicked 6 points, but it's Monaghan who will enter tomorrow morning's draw. Full-time score, Monaghan 128, Westmeath 219. Gabriel, congratulations. You've just come out of the dressing room there. A happy dressing room, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, a very happy dressing room, Jonathan. We've been building towards this every championship performance. I've been very happy with the vast majority of what we've been doing in the championship. Yes, we've had first half against Derry, first half against Mayo, that we let ourselves down a bit. You know, people were saying plucky Monaghan and we were coming up with these big comebacks, but we're after producing 2 back-to-back performances against the Connacht champions and the Leinster champions, and we've had to beat both the Connacht champions and the Leinster champions to get to a quarter-final, but we're there and we'll go now and we'll take whoever it is next weekend and we try and give a very good account of ourselves in Croke Park.
Yeah, to back it up just a week later with such a... I suppose that second half, that third quarter in particular, was really, really impressive. Your big men stood up. I'm thinking of Daisy getting 2 points. Stephen, his piercing runs was just... I wouldn't like to try and catch him, let's put it that way. But, you know, your big players stood up when the game was in the melting pot.
Yeah, and look at it. I had a go at them at half-time because not enough of our big players stood up in the first half. Stephen O'Hanlon aside and Rory Began, they were excellent. But there was a lot of other boys in that dressing room needed to give us big improvements in the second half, but they did. They all stood up in the second half, and I'm very happy with our second half performance. We controlled most of the game, got our lion's share of possession around the middle of the field. We were hungry around the breaking ball, we were more efficient up front, and we didn't give them any. We got, I think, a 1 goal chance, and that was saved.
Just, I was scribbling moments. It was that type of game. It was helter-skelter. You're on the second page when it comes to key moments. One that stands in my mind is just shortly after the second half, Killian Neville. I think Matthew Whittaker had about 4 yards on him. He comes from no place, strips it like it was probably a goal-scoring opportunity, considering he got the first one as well. And you go up the pitch, I think you get the next score. It was a huge play amongst a number of big plays.
Yeah, it was probably the biggest play actually in the game, I would say, that one. It was the right one to pick out, Jonathan. It was that was a real momentum changer as well. It gave our fans took huge energy from that. Every player on the pitch, I think, lifted themselves another inch or two. And it was a blow for them because Whittaker was having a super game and he was bearing down on goal, as you say. Could have been a goal opportunity. It was definitely a point scoring opportunity at the very least. It was absolutely brilliant from Killian. He got back and he timed his run perfectly, and a brilliant rob.
And you have shooters in, and you know, Jack shot the lights out. We talked about the 2 of Desi and even David off the bench, Mooney as well in the corner. They kept on flowing, didn't they?
They did, yeah. And Stephen got it hard to get Mooney into the game in the first half, but he got into it in the second half and he kicked a couple of lovely points. Davey had a great impact off the bench again. Jack was superb. He was brilliant last week. He got a number of big scores. Same again today, and it was his leadership in that forward line as well. So yeah, he's having a really big championship for us, and we're delighted with that.
Just one moment of concern was seeing Rory taken off and straight down the tunnel. How is he? Was that an injury enforced decision?
Well, he almost came off at half time. It was a bad dead leg, and we were worried about it at half time, but we strapped him up and he felt that, look, he'd see how the second half started, and well, to take a bit of pressure off him, we didn't take him up the pitch to kick frees. We left him concentrating on the goalkeeping and kicking the ball out, and he was pretty good at that as well, in fairness. But he took another couple of knocks. There was a couple of high balls went in the second half, and Rory fielded them brilliantly, but he took a couple of physical challenges. with those catches, and so the dead leg was getting worse, so we took him off. So look, he's iced up. We'll focus on recovery for the next few days, and please God he'll be okay for next weekend. It's too early to tell yet though.
You're actually reminding me of another one. He plucked one just over the crossbar at one stage as well. I think he got another score off that. You certainly don't want to be without him next weekend.
Oh, we definitely don't want to be without him. But listen, he's young Cian Mullingham did really well when he came in. Made a brilliant save. He was only on the pitch for 3 or 4 minutes, but he made a brilliant save. And we have a lot of faith in Cian if it comes to that. But look, there's only one Rory Beggan. He's the best goalkeeper in the country.
Croke Park beckons now as well.
Yeah.
Puts a smile on every modern man, woman and child out there, judging by their reaction afterwards. These are special times.
Yeah, they're great times, and I can't compliment the supporters enough. They've really got behind the team, and it's so important to us. And I hope that every man, woman, and child from Monaghan that possibly can get to Croke Park next weekend to support this team. We need them. We need them there, backing this team, and trying to get us to an All Ireland semi final.
Perfect. We can't wait for next weekend. Thank you very much for taking the time. Thanks
Jonathan. Thank you very much.
Mark, not to be in the end, but a gallant performance from your side. You fought all the way. How would you sum up your thoughts right now?
We put a lot of energy into the first half, I think, and we should have probably been a few points ahead. Our discipline cost us an odd time with a 2-pointer free, we spoke about we can't give 2-pointer frees to Rory Beggan because he will hurt you. And he did it, and we went in at level at half time, and ultimately it wasn't a bad situation to be in, Jonathan, but I think our legs caught up us in a wee bit. There's no points in any difference when we're missing some of our better players, and at this level that catches up in you. Shane Armstrong had an unbelievable first half and tired obviously a bit with the heat. Ray only could have 10 minutes in him, and even towards the end there we could see what he did when he did come on. And there's boys playing through injury there, Sam and Matthew, we were just hobbling there at the end. We were hobbling there, and I think that comes from the Leinster Championship. The grueling Leinster Championship was supposed to be had, and the grueling Leinster Championship we have, and couple that with maybe 3 extra times as well, and 2 away matches the last 2 weeks. I think somebody says all the home teams won this weekend, it's difficult. It's difficult going away at this level, and it's wild jeopardy to have a home and away match at this time, at this stage of a competition. Maybe they'll look at that for next year.
It's fair to say though, you emptied it completely over the course of the year, and today as well. Like, there's a lot of talk in the build-up potentially that might be game too far given how much injuries you'd got up and the extra time, etc. But you were worries out there, and like that first half in particular was just a frantic end-to-end game.
It wasn't a frantic end-to-end game. A lot of turnovers, a lot of scores, a lot of good football, and I think that took it nearly more out of us than not. Especially there, we came in and the lads were nearly. They thought they played a full match at halftime. It was that, and the heat here today as well. I played out here in warm days as well. It is tough, when you're in a cauldron like that. But we did. We emptied out everything. The way we play is very high octave, high energy football, and a lot of running. And I think just over the course of maybe 2 months, we've been well stretched. I wouldn't like to say that coming up today, because Monaghan, to be here, I think they played one less game, but like they're in the same boat. So maybe they had the 2 home games and we had the 2 away games, and just been on that road, just kind of caught up with the day. But so proud of everybody and what they've done this year, and that's just a step. It's just a step for Westmeath. It's a step for the county, and hopefully we can build on it and become one of the top teams, and top 8. We've been at the top table. We're enjoying these games, so we need to get out of Division 3 next year and get back to where we want to be.
I suppose you do get a sniff of it when you're playing the higher teams, and I suppose you probably saw then as well that Monaghan team. There's a lot of miles on the clock in a good way in terms of the experience that they accumulated. Big games, Division 1 games, Championship games, etc.
And you're right. Like that means a lot. When you are playing at every level and playing together, I suppose, for a long time. We're probably 8 months into a journey right now. Like, we're not even a year together. A lot of us here, in terms of the management team, in terms of the coaching team, in terms of a lot of them players, we have a lot of young lads in the team as well that wouldn't be experienced to playing these games. But you, the only way to get experience is by doing, So these games will gain experience down the road from them. We'll learn from every little thing that we did this year. We will learn, and as I said, for the bigger teams, they just have that maybe bigger squads at different stages and can replace bigger bigger men. And Monaghan's a really, really exciting team. They have an unbelievable goalkeeper and they have unbelievable pace all over the field and a lot of good shooters. You know, Stephen Hanlon caused us a lot of bother there. We tried three different men on him. You know, it's not that we sat on him. We tried three different men and we just couldn't catch him. You know, we couldn't catch him, and sometimes you have to tip a hat to somebody, and we tip a hat to him today because he caused us a lot of bother. So, listen, Monaghan will cause anybody bother next week, and the way they're playing with their confidence and their swagger. And you know, I remember last year in Croke Park in the first half against Donegal, they just blew them out of the water, and maybe that day was maybe a wee bit too short for Monaghan, but they're coming back now this year and they're well more experienced to it. So I wouldn't like to be playing them next week yet.
From your own side of point of view, it's probably too early to reflect. You obviously wanted to win today, you wanted to be going still next week, but it's probably, from the outside, I'll put it this way, beyond the wildest dreams of Westmeath to go on the run in terms of the amount of championship games, the days in the sun that you've given to your supporters. I'm thinking back to the big crowd in Pearse Stadium last weekend, queuing up, the Leinster championship win. There's so many positives there to build on.
Huge, Jonathan. There's no point saying any different. And even being on the field there after the game and all the players and everybody's coming up and thanking you for the summer, like, you know, and that's... That means something. It doesn't mean anything right now because we are disappointed. I said to you last week, we don't like losing. We hate losing, and it takes obviously a couple of days, you know, to get over a loss. But I think once we do get to that point, maybe if it's Wednesday or Thursday, or maybe we need to get a holiday away for a few days and just to clear the head. But whenever that does happen, we know what we've done for the county. And as I said, it's a step. We've just spoken there to the boys in the dressing room, and what we need to do right now is stick together. Everybody goes back, play their clubs. Hopefully we unearth a few new players, like young James Mitchell came in goals today. Never played senior football before. Was just like duck to water out there, you know, and on a big cauldron like this, chipped off shorts, chipped off longs, came up, caught the first ball of the game. Like, he was unbelievable today, and the pressure was on him because it's not like that's harder pressure than being in outfield. But we need to unearth a few more players, and everybody else needs to stick together. There's nobody in there that should be thinking of retiring. There's nobody in there that'd be thinking of not coming back next year, because the ceiling for this team is so high. Hopefully we'll get a few of the long term injuries, like Luke, Johnny Lynham, Conor McCormick, Danny McCartan. Like, these are boys that would all have played today if we're there, and we're not making excuses by any chance of mention, but we've had a long year and we've been unlucky, I suppose, in terms of energy. And then there's lads that are maybe out of the country that, you know, that we would really welcome back with open arms as well if they wanted to come back. So there are conversations for us to have over the course of the summer. We have to go to watch club football as much as we can and come back. And as I said, this is year one. Not much happens usually in a year one of a journey. It has for us, thank God, but now we can move it forward, hopefully, and get to a game where you're coming in here, you know, and people are expecting you to win, instead of being underdogs all the time.
Thanks, Mark. It's been a pleasure following you. Special memories to Westmeath supporters, and I can see you're already putting the phone calls and the marks in the diary for next year. Thank you very much.
Good man, John. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Jack, fine victory for your side today. Very pleasing right now in that dressing room, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. It's just good to get back in Croke Park now. I suppose after the league that we had this year, it wasn't really looking likely, so it's just good to get back to Croke Park.
And it's fair to say, the big names for you in that second half when the game was in the melting pot, you just all stood up tall, you all fought like warriors out there.
Yeah, we probably weren't happy with how we went in the first half, so it's probably up to ourselves to just kick on there and improve in the second half there, and thankfully we did.
It was really end-to-end stuff out there. It must have been, it felt like a right scrap to play, and it looked like nearly everything went out there at times.
Yeah, it was great. We knew at Westmeath we were going to bring, they're very hungry, and serious energy there and intensity, so we knew that's what they were going to bring. So yeah, it was very hot today as well, so it was very intense.
In a game like that, is it all about like moments of quality? I'm thinking of Killian Lavelle's turnover when it looked like there was a goal, potentially a chance at one end. You know, you're getting big blocks and big scores as well, both ends.
Yeah, that brings huge momentum, especially when you're, I suppose, in the top three there as a forward, seeing Killian go back there and make that great tackle there. It was massive for you, and gives you serious energy up there as well.
And then of course, when Stephen tore down, I thought he was outstanding running through in the defence today, but he popped it to you on the left-hand side, a lovely little cushion finish then.
Yeah, it was nice now. Yeah, Stevie was fantastic today, just very good footballer, serious pace there, so yeah, it was just nice, and Stevie popped it across and just tapped it in the net, so thankfully it went in.
It's amazing when you go back to that sideline, the sideline ball that you had, you know, it could have been so different in the championship, really, couldn't have been?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. I suppose you're talking there about moments there, yeah, that was a big moment there, but then to go on and win that game with Rory kicking the two-pointer was massive for us, I think.
And now Croke Park beckons?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Just can't wait to get back now next week into Croke Park and get back playing there.
The buzz is like never went away, but like a sunny day in Clonus, still a big crowd outside, the ovation running on even at half time and a full time Well, it's all really about the championship, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant because our first championship game here, we played Cavan, and there wasn't probably that big of a crowd that day. So it's just great to see so many supporters back here in Clonus, and they give us a serious lift when we're out there playing as well.
What is it about the Monaghan guys when it gets into championship? The league, as you touched on, didn't go your way, but you find a way, you find moments. You're almost hitting your sweet spot right now.
Yeah, just we were missing a right few boys during the league. We knew it was going to be a tough, very tough league for us, but we were missing a right few boys. Just getting boys back in the field and on the pitch and being able to play was massive for us.
Now, well, as you said, that draw tomorrow, recovery, a busy week, short turnaround.
Yeah. I suppose mentally it's more so a busy week. You're just trying to focus on the opposition now, and we know them in the morning, get recovered. This is going to be the third week that we're playing in a row, so just get the bodies recovered, get to know our opposition that we're going to be playing and try see what they do.
Perfect. Thanks, Jack. Looking forward to next weekend.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
Stephen, what a result. What a second half. I think the scenes at the end probably tell a lot, don't they? A huge day for Monaghan football.
Yeah. No big day. I suppose the goal for any team is to be back in Croke Park and be up competing. So, no massive day. And look, the sun always brings a big crowd out as well, so that probably added to it.
I couldn't help but take a flashback the way the league campaign went and to where you are now. It's almost night and day, really, isn't it? Like, sunshine, full Clonus almost, people in absolutely euphoria, and you're heading to Croke Park.
Yeah, a lot was made out of the league campaign. I suppose for us within the group, you're never as bad as people are making you out to be. I don't really think we were as bad as maybe the coverage was indicating, or maybe the narrative was the story that was being told. But look, it is a turnaround. I suppose you lose seven games on the trot. Obviously, winning games is a change, but within the changing room, we would have felt that a lot of guys got blooded, a lot of guys got Division One experience, and I think that is actually bearing fruits now at the minute. We've guys coming on who have experience at this level, who maybe if we had a full squad from the get-go wouldn't have gotten that experience. So I don't think there was as much to it as maybe was made out.
I think definitely the experience that you've accumulated over the last couple of years, they proved dividends in the second half there when the game was really in the melting pot.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, there's two sides to it. Like, there's a core group there that are in their late, I'm one of them, unfortunately. They're in their late 20s, early 30s, and there's loads of experience there. You couple that with the number of young lads who got experience, as you say, over this past 2 years, and it comes together nicely when you are coming down the stretch and you're trying to control and understand the game. I think it all comes together nicely.
A lot of it was talked about outside the camp of your role last week in terms of maybe a bit more defensive side of things in man marking. Today you let fly going forward, and you were devastating when you got going there.
Don't know if that's a good sign, you saying that, because I was man marking again today as well, so
I was supposed to be. There was a lot more going forward. I'm thinking in particular of your Pearson run for the Jacks goal.
I probably did the same thing last week. I just blasted the thing wide. So there was a couple of them last week as well. I just didn't finish them. I would have been I'm not unfamiliar with those roles. And I'll give Vinnie Corey a wee shout out here. Me and him used to joke about it. I used to be dying to get into the back. So, I've been in those roles a few times before. Look, we have the luxury of having, take your pick. The amount of scoring threats we have at the minute up front, you don't need to be. I'm the last man that needs to be up there when you have Jack McCarron's and Stephen Mooney's, and I could. The list is endless. I suppose I've fallen into that wee bit more of a defensive role. That's something I really, really enjoy. So. Hopefully there's another one now coming next week.
Yeah, as the game opened up, there was so much space for you to attack into. That must be, like, for your attributes, that must be really, really pleasing. Like, you've open country in front of you at times.
Yeah, I think the conditions had a lot to do with that. I was in the warm-up and I was getting flashbacks. So we played Armagh in 2021 in Newry. I think we had four goals scored, maybe. I could be wrong, maybe three goals scored in the first 20 minutes. And it was just, there was no help defending. It was just 1v1 battles. And it's not a lack of effort or honesty from either side. They have the same opportunities as well. I think conditions like that, it just makes it so, so difficult to cover space. So, that space probably did open up. But I think it's a lot to do with conditions,
How pleasing is that at the end there? The fans, you're getting mobbed. The buzz is back. You're all heading to Croke Park now. It's like literally where you want to be, isn't it?
No, it is where you want to be. But... it's pleasing. It's pleasing to a degree, but I suppose that the focus for us now is forgetting about this as quickly as possible. The draw, I think the boys said to me, the draw is tomorrow. So it's getting straight back down to analysing your opposition from tomorrow morning, or whatever time the draw is. 10 minutes later, you're going to be on the phone with different lads. You're going to be preparing. So we not get too carried away. Although with Meader, I don't think they are getting good credit, but I don't think they're getting as much credit as they probably deserve for the quality of players and the quality of the team that they have. And they'll be a force now to be reckoned with over the next couple of years. But It's a massive result, but for us it's just the next step to a quarter final, and it's one thing getting to Croke Park. I said that the other boys, it's another thing staying there. So that's the goal for us, is to get another win and just, you know, survive in advance, keep marching on.
Well, best of luck. I think we're all looking forward to Croke Park. A lot of people out there are looking forward as well. So best of luck next weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
Thanks to Movember ahead of the game, building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch.
This is News Talk.
Football on Off the Ball.
There is no template for success in a big tournament. Some teams start well, finish well. Other teams start dreadfully and finish very, very well. There is no template. In this particular case, though, it couldn't have gone much better than it did last night for England.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.